Hello and welcome to Soul Tracks. I'm Carmen Booz. The Boogie Report and Soul Tracks have teamed up for our concert review tour. While in New Orleans, we had a chance to check out a phenomenal show at the Treasure Chest Casino featuring Lenny Williams. And after the show, we joined Lenny backstage as he relaxed from wooing his fans. And he shared with us the beginning with a girl named Lisa to his latest CD, My Way. So sit back and get cozy as we get up close and personal with Lenny Williams.
Okay, so, where's your hometown?
I live right now in Oakland, California, but I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. I was 14 months old, so they went west, during that time period. I was born in 1945, so, that's when the great migration was going on with blacks leaving the South and going, to the west and to the north, looking for better opportunities and things.
So is that where you decided to start your career?
Yeah, I grew up in church, singing in a choir, and then I started playing trumpet, in the fourth grade, so I learned how to read music.
Wow.
And then Jerry Butler had a record out called Your Precious Love.
Yeah.
A friend of mine got me to sing it to this girl that lived on the other side of town on the telephone, and then she's Goo Goo Gaga, and so I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And then I just started singing, in different groups and things like that.
At what age did you actually become serious about beginning your career?
I think I was about 19 or 20, and then I started, there was a club in Oakland that had a talent show, and I started going down there once a week singing. And then I met a guy named Ray Shanklin, who was like an A&R man for Fantasy Records. I wanted to know if I wanted to make a record, and then that's when the quest really started.
Okay, great. So were there any other people that were involved with your musical career?
It's mostly Mr. Shanklin and Saul Vance, who was the who owns Fantasy Records, and later on went on to produce Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus and things like that, and did Creedence Clearwater Revival. So Saul owned the company, and Ray was the A&R man, the producer. And so the two of them basically, kind of shepherded me and taught me a little bit about the business and got me in the studio.
So heard you mention that you sing gospel. Did you come from a basically music-oriented family?
Well, it's really weird. My dad, I guess I must have been in my 40s or something, and I went over to my dad's house, and his favorite pastime was going to the flea market. So I went, and he had an amplifier and a guitar, and I said, oh, where'd you buy that? He said, I bought it at the flea market, and I just assumed that he bought it for me. And he's like, no, I bought it for myself. I said, well, can you play? He's like, yeah. And he starts playing, and then he bought an organ, and he's playing it. And the whole time I grew up, we had a piano in our house, and my brother and sister took piano lessons, but I didn't. And my dad never touched it.